Yep, and if you love dark chocolate, do not touch that dial. We're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Oh, I love dark chocolate, and it's supposed to be healthy, right? So I shuddered a bit when I saw the headline, Lead and Cadmium Could Be in Your Dark Chocolate. Say it ain't so, Jim.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve, but it is so.
That's James Rogers.
And I'm the Director for Food Safety Research and Testing at Consumer Reports.
Which tested 28 dark chocolate bars and found lead and cadmium in all of them. All the popular brands, expensive and not, organic and not. It based its ratings on California levels. There are no federal limits.
The FDA has guidance, but they have not come out with actual levels that they would be willing to regulate or consider safe.
He says the cadmium and lead get into the cocoa beans via the soil and air, and while contamination is common, it is not unavoidable.
These manufacturers could do better, and one of the ways is just select a place that you grow and process your cocoa away from contaminated soil and away from these environmental lead sources.
Okay, but what are the chocolate lovers of America supposed to do?
First, we recommend that you do not panic, because this is a manageable risk. Don't eat this daily. Make it a treat. And then mix milk chocolate and dark chocolate. Eat milk chocolate too. It has less cacao, so most likely it has less heavy metals in it.
And
we would advise that you reduce or totally eliminate dark chocolate from the diet of children and pregnant women, because these heavy metals can affect the developing brains of children and infants.
Now, the chocolate maker's response via the National Confectioners Association includes that it questions the use of those California standards, and it defends the safety of dark chocolate. By the way, how much do we eat? The CDC pegs the number at 2 to 3 times per week, an average of 40 calories per day. Really? That seems low, or else some of us are not average. ConsumerReports.org is where you can see the study, and it's free. From the farm to your belly, today is National Fried Shrimp Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.